Hello and welcome to the recording for Sunday, the 6th of June, for the children in the way. I hope you're well and enjoying the sunshine, even though a couple of the days have been a bit rotten. And I hope you are you're well rested after the holiday and ready for another week of school. And I hope that God has been good to help you to enjoy a good rest and make you ready for more hard work to come. But before we go into, and now we're in the month of June. This is for Sunday, the 6th of June. Yeah, so all the month of May is gone, and I hope that all the things that you wanted to happen will happen, and that God blesses you. As I was talking about the month of May being a month of possibilities, or where things may happen, I hope that good things did happen to you. Before we go into the miracle that we're discussing today, to just see whether you can think of this country that I'm thinking of. This country has got the shortest name in, I think, in all the countries. You know, it's one of the shortest names. Okay, so for 5 points, this country and archipelago is in the South Pacific Ocean. And it also surrounds the Kora Sea, which is about 1,300 miles north of Auckland, New Zealand. So the country is not New Zealand, but it is close to there. Question two is the four points, is the capital of this country, which I think is quite unusual, and I don't think many people will know it. The capital is Suva, S-U-V-A. For 3 points, this country has got 300 islands and 540 islets, which are small islands. For 2 points, in many villages, it is expected that when you visit, even for a short time, you will bring a gift. Otherwise, that is disrespectful. And for 1 point, this country has cyclonic season between November and April. Have you guessed which country I'm talking about? I am thinking of Fiji. Which I found quite interesting that most people still live in community, in communal areas. They don't live in individual houses like we do. All the families would still stay together and live all together, which is really great. And tourism is still Fiji's number one industry, although they do grow some interesting plants as well. And the coldest temperature you can get in Fiji is 20 degrees Celsius, which is pretty hot for us, but that's their coldest temperature, which is amazing. Okay, so today we're looking at the miracle of when Jesus cured two demonic possessed men. We're taking it from the book of Matthew chapter 8 and reading from verse 28. And the Bible says, when he arrived at the other side in the region of Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. What do you want with us, Son of God? They shouted. Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time? Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, if you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs. He said to them, go. So they went out, so they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Really, really interesting. I thought there was so much to learn or pick up from this story. Okay, I mean, really, if you think about it, we have to think of demons and acknowledge that they exist, just as we like to think and we know that angels exist. So if we believe in God, angels, and heaven, then we have to believe in the devil, demons, and hell. We cannot say one exists and not have the other. They are two sides of the same coin. They, you know, they sort of work together. So here we find that Jesus had moved from one part of the region to another. And it reminds me, you know, it sort of makes me think of the time when we have moved house or we have moved places. I recently moved jobs and I went to work in a new place. So I want you to think about the times when you are in a new place, maybe a new class, a new school, anything that was new to you. Like, how did it feel? What did you want to do? You might have wanted to impress other people or wanted to help them to like you. Here we find that Jesus had moved to this new place and these two men came out of their way. They were in the tombs and they came out of their ways to meet Jesus. But they were not there to be friendly. They were not there to be nice. Because the Bible tells us that they were so violent that no one could pass that way. That's like if something is there trying to stop you from moving forward, trying to stop your advancement or your development or trying to stop your progress. So sometimes there are things that are standing in our way to stop our progress. And to be honest, we can only ask God to help us to know what we are supposed to do in that situation, because it could be so many different things. It could be something really small, or it could be really something very, very important. But these two demon-possessed men were stopping people from making progress or moving forward. And they had to be dealt with. But in this parable, in this miracle, we find that Jesus had to do or say very, very little. Because these guys come out and they are shouting. And they say, "What do you want with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" So they knew that there was a time when Jesus would have power over demons. And he would have power and he would be given permission to get rid of them. And they were saying, this is not the appointed time. So why have you come here at this time? And it makes me think of our lives and how there is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 talks about a time to be born and a time to die, a time to eat and a time to restrain from eating, a time to, you know, that generally in life, there is a time for everything. There is an appointed time when God has set that things should happen. So we have to patiently wait for that time. We cannot bring it forward any faster. We can't do anything to change God's mind and how it's going to work. And when you're really in tune with God, it'll really help you with your patience. It'll help you to calm down, to know that He's in control, and to know that he will take care of everything, and that there is nothing that he gives you that you are not ready for. Sometimes it's not that it's not the right time for us. It's just that we are not ready to do the work that is needed for the time that we're in. So sometimes, you know, we really should try to call things out of ourselves to help us be stronger, better people along the way. So these demons say it is not the appointed time. And then there's this herd of pigs, and the demons beg Jesus, drive us, send us into the pigs. And this is the only time that we hear Jesus saying anything to them. He says, go. So they came out and go into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and die. And those herding the sheep, they run off and they go into the town and say all that happened. And then the whole town comes out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they plead for him to leave their area. Now, why do they do that? Why do they ask Jesus to leave their area? I think it was mainly that they didn't understand what he had done. And they couldn't comprehend how this was going to be helpful to them. But it really would have been extremely helpful to them, because the two men that were demon possessed could now go and live with their families and could now go and maybe get back to work and be productive in society. They would not be stopping people from moving forward or getting ahead, you know, because sometimes there are things that legitimately stop us from moving forward or going ahead. And we need God's help to get rid of them and get them out of our way. And when we've done that, we shouldn't try to get rid of Jesus. We should try to understand how he has helped us and how we too can tell other people so that they too can be helped. So it's really, really odd that these people asked Jesus to leave their region, because I would have thought they would have appreciated what he had done and tried to keep him close so that he could do other things. But they just didn't understand. And maybe sometimes people don't understand us, and people want to get rid of us, and people want to separate themselves from us, and we don't understand why. And we should know that we're in good company, because people didn't understand Jesus, and they couldn't see the good that he was doing, and they couldn't understand how that would help them even more if they kept Jesus close. But we should work to keeping Jesus close to us, because the things that he does, the miracles he does in our lives, are life-changing and they are helpful to us. He never does anything that is bad for us. Sometimes he might do something to make us feel uncomfortable, but that is just to strengthen us. It's not to try and make us push him away from us. So it's really, really, it puzzles me that these people tried to get rid of Jesus. So when we feel like that, when we feel we're being pushed away, do we understand where our place is? Do we understand what our purpose is? Because Jesus knew his place and he understood his purpose. And he knew that he wasn't going to be popular with everybody. And when things like that happened, just like he told the 72 disciples when he sent them out to go and to go to different villages. And he said, if someone doesn't accept you or someone doesn't welcome you into their house, shake the dust off of your feet and leave that place. Don't fight them. Don't try and force your way in, but just leave them and you carry on with the work that I have given you. And we need to do that in our lives. We need to stop being influenced by what other people think of us so much. We need to stop worrying about, you know, why people are pushing us away or why people are asking us to leave a place. We need to continue doing the work that God has given us to do, just like Jesus did. He moved away from that place and he carried on with his ministry. He didn't let that stop him. Just because these people in the funny town name that I can't pronounce, just because they didn't understand him, he went to people that he knew there were people out there that would understand him and that would accept his work and his ministry and appreciate his miracles. And that's the people that he went to. And sometimes we have to know that the people that we are dealing with might be demon possessed. They might be people who will say and do things that they are not in control of. And when that happens, we need to not take their opinions on so much and not worry so much about what they're saying about us. So that's really the whole story. And I hope you've found something that you can hold on to that can help you in your life in looking at these lessons. And when Jesus comes and does something amazing in your life, don't try to get rid of him. Hold on to him and let him help you to have a better and an enjoyable life. So do take care. Enjoy your school. Enjoy school time when you go back. And God bless you. See you next time. Bye.